Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're excited to now be in the second week of April, talking about hearing God's voice. And it's
good morning. Happy spring.
Yeah. Such an exciting thing as we get to hear stories. This coming week, actually, will be Noel from New Hampshire, his mansion, and a great story of, first of all, her coming into a relationship that learned how to trust God when it was hard to trust God when she was in college, and then her transformation, and then a fantastic story of just God leading her and guiding her. And actually, you know, as we talk about the beauty of hearing God's voice, really encourage you to listen to her story this coming Thursday.
Yeah, and then don't want to miss this one.
The following Thursday, because it really reflects as a example what it means, you know, to hear God's voice and the beauty of hearing God's voice and learning to hear God's voice. And then, you know, today we're going to talk about the step-by-step process of it. You know, we've discussed that it's... you know, learning as we're talking about process, it's ask, seek, and knock, and keep looking and searching, and having a heart to walk with Him. He'll show us every good path. To learn to trust Him. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, that's the first piece of her story.
Yeah,
is she had to learn to trust God,
and He walked her through it beautifully and gently, step by step. Right?
Yeah, and it was such a simplicity to it that as we're learning to trust God, the it really is, I just have a heart to learn. Mm-hmm. Even out of her, I don't trust you at all, and I'm not really happy, and I don't think you're happy with me, but I'm willing, if this is true, and it's out of an if, I'd like to learn it, really. And so and God said, "Yeah, walk with me, and I'll show you that you know trust." And last time we talked about, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And remember, it's think of it as two levels: is that there's things inside of us that God made us to how we live out life. Mm-hmm. So, like you know, like for you and Dan, you know, you like going, over to you know the ocean and. You know, going to weekends and, you know, just things that are thrilling to you.
Right. Little weekend getaways.
And they're unique to you. And God says, I would like to give you the desire of your heart. I know that's who you are. I made you be that way. And what I call syncing up circumstances with things that just thrill you.
Right.
And He loves doing it all the time. And the neat thing is He'll do it uniquely for all of us, and we have the privilege of it. And so kind of what I see is kind of a lifetime of God saying, you know, walk with me, and I'll deliver these desires of your heart over a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You can't chase them, because remember it says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be given. If you chase the things, He said, you're not going to get any of it.
Right.
So, you know, let me give it to you. And then secondly is at a pure level of desire, and this is all the time, it's I have issues, I have circumstances, I have adversity, I have decisions. I need answers, I need resolution to these. I was just talking to a couple, and particularly with this lady who's working through relationship issues. Mm-hmm. They're people that have hurt her, and she's properly angry and frustrated by it, and she's learning forgiveness. But at the same time, we're talking about really where God wants to do is resolve every one of them. That's our heart's desire, is that
right.
I really am trapped by some of this.
Mm.
And I really would like resolution. And God says, well, I'll deliver to you your heart's desire. I know you want resolution. You got to let me give it to you, and I'll resolve it. And as we're going to talk today, it's not to say, God, resolve it. Because that's kind of how we think. Yeah, I got a problem. I got an issue. I got all these conflicts. Just resolve it. You know. And God says, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to. But I need you to walk with me into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it step by step by step. As we saw with Noelle, that you'll be able to see on Thursday and the following Thursday, she went from a life of frustration to a life of joy as God led her step by step by step.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what it feels like, and that's what it looks like. Because what happens is that when we recognize, yes, my heart is to have this resolved. That's true. God says, you'll learn, I'm going to. Walk with me into it. And as you walk with me into it and learn that I'm going to, you then have joy on everything. Because mm-hmm. you'll know, well, I still got to think, I got something to be resolved, and I need you to resolve. He said, I'll give you your heart's desire. You just got to learn it. So this aspect of step by step, it's such a difficult thing for most of us, because we just want to get to the end line.
Right.
And just solve the issue. Give me an answer, yes or no. What do you want to do? And I'll do it. And God says, well, mostly I want to be with you.
So, mm-hmm.
I purposely keep it step by step, because you really can't therefore get away from me.
Right.
And I lose, God speaking, I lose that what my desire is, which is to be with you. If I gave you these big answers, you'd say, I'll see you later and I'll come back when I need it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, if I keep it where you have to go step by step. And we were just, I was just having a conversation with a group that I spend time on a weekly basis with helping them disciple. And we talked about this aspect of the tendency to get ahead of
right.
God.
Especially if you're a planner,
If you're a planner and... And we talked about, okay, what did that really look like? What did that really mean? And it's, I'm moving faster than God is taking me. And by definition, I'm walking away from him
mm-hmm.
and moving into my own spot of what I think right. I should do, planning, doing, acting, moving. And he said, when you're in step with God, that you have to stay in sync and be yoked to him and step mm-hmm. with him, and it's perfect because it's his pace, it's his timing, it's his pathway. And they were talking about really our biggest need is to learn to stay in step with God. And if we can, the joy, the results, as you'll see with Noelle's experience, it's true. So let's spend a little bit of time on this. So if you would, let's look at some verses about this. Psalm 37, 23. And by the way, this
sure.
is following what we talked about last time, is that if you abide with me and delight in that abiding, I will give you the desires of your heart. And then he makes a statement in Psalm 37, 23.
It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way.
Yeah. Okay, so the steps, and Kathy, maybe you could help give a picture of that. What when he said steps, mm-hmm. what exactly is he talking about? The steps of a man, of a woman.
That's literally the daily moment by moment, you know, walk of surrender, like surrendering to him and him. Leading you each step of the way,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, and so as
in everything, not there. There's nothing excluded from that statement.
Right.
I think that's important to realize.
So think of, you know, again as we unpack this, if you're stepping, you're moving,
mm-hmm.
and God says, yes, it's a movement, It's not standing still.
Right.
It's rather step with me. We're moving on a path. You can only step, you know, one step at a time to, you know, mm-hmm. the next step. And you're at a specific place. And so think of it that, and he keeps describing it in Scripture as, you know, be on my path.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we're headed this direction. I'll show you the steps. You're going to come to these forks in the road. I'll have to show you which way to go. But the steps means you're moving and you're taking steps.
Right.
And he says something interesting. He said the steps of a man, of a woman, are what?
Ordered by the Lord.
Ordered. So they're set up
mm-hmm.
By the Lord. So by definition, since he's ordering them, he's setting them up, our role would be to what?
To just follow, to take them.
To follow and take them and not decide on our own.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the step I'm going to go take. Would you bless my step?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, no, I've ordered it. And
right.
again, just think of the simplicity of when he says, I've ordered it. Why can we trust how important that is, that he's ordered it?
Because he truly knows and sees all. So
yeah.
He knows what's coming, what's around the corner. He knows what needs to be dealt with first, including heart issues, as well as physical obstacles to whatever's going on, anything like that. But he sees and knows it all. And because he has this perspective of it, he sees our steps so much more clearly than we can possibly see them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and because he knows more than us, and he knows the future, he knows what's around the corner, he knows which path to take. And when he says ordered, he said, I've ordained, set up, structured the right path for you to go down, and I'm mm-hmm. actually ordering your steps so that you take the path with me. And
right.
by definition, you really can't get ahead of me, and you can't lag behind, because in order for you to follow the ordered steps, you're going to have to be with me
mm-hmm.
to be able to follow me,
right?
You know, as to how to go. You know, so that go ahead.
There's a visual. Goodness, this was years ago. Deanne and I were down on the Cape at Wequasset, and so much fun. But you know how sometimes God just drops a visual in and says, "Hold this picture. This is a picture of how I do this." And I was looking out the window at this sweet little family on this resort. And the dad is probably three steps ahead, and he is loaded down. He's got a bag on each shoulder. They're heading to the beach. A bag on each shoulder. He's got noodles. He's got life vest. He's carrying it all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then just a few steps behind is this little toddler holding his mother's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the toddler, and there's a path they're walking on, and they're heading towards the beach, this grand adventure. And they're following the dad. The dad is carrying everything, right? They're following the dad, and the toddler gets a little distracted by this, and he starts to pull, and his mom gently pulls him back on the path, and then he pulls a little this way, and she gently pulls him back on the path. And God just in that moment spoke to me. He's like, I want you to see the beauty of every part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Me as father going before you, leading you on this adventure that has a grand destination, and there are beautiful things coming. I am literally carrying and providing everything you need for it. You just need to stay on the path. And by the way, I've given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when you start to drift, just pay attention to that gentle nudge that pulls you back on the path.
Mm.
And this is where we're going.
Yep.
And it's such a pretty, for me, I'm all about images. It's such a pretty image of that, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful. As I said, I've ordained it. And he said, if you take the steps that I've ordained, you'll be delighted.
Mm-hmm.
And the word there is thrilled, excited, full of joy, because you're on my path, and that you know that you're on my path, you'll be delighted just that we get to be together,
mm-hmm.
and then you know it's leading to the very, very best.
Right.
And you get delighted to, you even haven't gotten to the destination yet, but you're delighted to be on that path because I'm ordaining your steps, and you know they're going to be good. So he says, I've ordained your steps. Okay, another verse that he says Proverbs 16:9.
Sure, hang on. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Yeah. So it says, yeah, you have thoughts about, you know, which direction to go. But the key as you're thinking, you know, how should I walk this way? He said, let me direct your steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you how to go, what to do. I'll be the director. You follow me as director. It's okay that you have some thoughts about this, but are you always willing to follow me, you know, into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll just give a simple example. Just this last week, I had to go to a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's got like 40 aisles, which every Home Depot does, you know, and you walk in and you're trying to find something specific. And so, you know, I ask a person that's, you know, that has the uniform on, you know, where is this?
Mm-hmm.
My plan is I would like to get this thing. I know I'm planning. I'd like to get it. I'm here at the store. How do I do it? The person, and it's kind of funny because she started to say, it's an aisle this. And mm-hmm. she started to say, and then she said, yeah, you know what? Why don't I just take you there?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lot easier for you if you just, because I know what you're looking for is kind of tricky. So why don't you come? Just come with me, and I'll show mm-hmm. you exactly where it is. And I was like, hallelujah, you know, good.
It sounds like a plan.
So she's, in a sense, directing my steps.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know she knows where it's at, I'm not running ahead to try to figure it out. I'm not standing still. I'm not lagging behind. It's, well, I got to keep up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taken the steps. She's directed my steps to get to this place. Here it is. And I'm like, oh, thank you. and that's really what God is saying is that, you know, I know, yeah, you have a desire for this thing to happen. You're thinking about it. Let me direct your steps. I'll take you there.
Right.
Stay with me. It's step by step by step. And that's why he uses the words again. I'll direct your steps.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to walk. We're going to take a while to get there. Follow, you know, that mm-hmm. what I do. I'm going to direct your steps. And then he makes another great statement about this in Deuteronomy 7, 21 to 23.
Sure. It says, you shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the fields become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed.
Yeah. So this is Joshua and the children of Israel that God is leading them into the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to give you the promised land. He said, but your role is to follow me step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it, uses these interesting words, little by little.
Little by little, yeah.
and he gives an explanation. He said, first of all, it's my work. So when we say follow God, it's not just doing the right things and mm-hmm. hope we manage better.
Right.
It's really following his steps because he can perform supernatural things.
Right.
When you listen to Noel's story this next Thursday and the following Thursday, it really demonstrates that. It wasn't mm-hmm. about her, let me help you manage things better.
Right.
It's you got to follow my steps because I'm going to be doing these amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do it little by little, which she explains. And
you're going to need to be with me in the spot, in the moment that I say to be there for these things to take place.
I'm going to be doing this thing. You got to be at, and what I call, you got to be at the right place at the right time with the right people for God to fulfill what he's going to say. And it's step by step. And he said it's little by little. And he gives an explanation. He says, part of the reason that it's little by little is you couldn't handle the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's around what we call possession. living out, receiving. He said you couldn't even possess. If I just cleared the whole nation mm-hmm. and defeated the whole nation, he said, okay, they're there, but guess what? You couldn't get there fast enough to occupy the city that mm-hmm. I have for you. And then while you are trying to do that, other things are happening. The wild beasts are going to come in and actually take over. Mm. And now you got to get rid of them.
Right, so, right.
He said it's little by little, step by step. You'll possess the promised land, yes, but it's going to take 5 years. And we're going to do it little by little, city by city. And when I give it to you, you now own that. You now occupy that. Mm. And again, the story that Noelle's going to share Thursday and the following Thursday is a great example of, if I'd have given all this to you up front, you wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Right.
You're going to have to do it step by step.
Yeah. Even as I read this verse, something that strikes me with it is the beauty and the gift, God knowing our hearts so well and knowing what would overwhelm us. Hmm. Like when I read this verse, there is, there's a lot of people that I've been speaking to lately that are in a season really where they're feeling very overwhelmed by
yep.
things.
Yeah.
And this verse speaks to how God sees and knows and literally is saying, stop, don't be so overwhelmed by the big, what you think has got to come. I want you to step by step, little by little. And when we focus literally on being with him and taking the very next step, asking him what is the next step and walking with him in that, this verse says that's an antidote for being overwhelmed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think there's some beauty in that now.
There really is. Yeah. And the if you, process step by step, it's okay, now what's next? As mm-hmm. opposed to, how am I going to solve this whole thing?
Right.
He said, well, why don't we just look at the next step? Mm-hmm. And as you start to appreciate that, and he performs the next step.
Yes.
You get encouraged.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. All right.
And your trust grows too, and all of these things.
Yeah. Right? And your joy grows, and you're delighted. So, Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful that you show us really clearly that you direct our steps, that you ordain our steps, that you want us to do it little by little. The walking with you and hearing your voice means we have to be with you. You have to speak and direct and show us where to go and how to do it, knowing that it will be fulfilling of what you have in mind, and we'll be delighted. And I just pray that we'll learn that and recognize that as we seek your will, we'll actually focus more on the next step than on the big. And that we'll appreciate that, enjoy it, and recognize it's going to take us down the path. And actually, the path is not a destination, but a lifelong path. And we just pray that we'll learn that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions about today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to talk about them. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.